Blog Talk Radio.
Started off early and me and my niggas was talking about rolling out. A night on the town is just what I needed to equal my living mouth. Shot up to shot up Patron, what the fuck was I thinking about? Broad was gone, we toasted to the night before we stepped out. QT, a couple Dutchies, 85 and we headed south. Let me try me, that's what we're screaming out. Still kinda early, we stopped in it folly, so let the truth work it out. The night is still young, granddaddy perk, proceeded to air it out. Talking little shit to the stripper while Donna continues to twerk it out. That ass so fat, I call it delicious, need a drink for my cotton mouth. My bangers are safety, just for the drama, the money brings haters out. And I ain't got time for a fair one, fuck what them niggas be talking about.
Last night, hundreds of daddies on the floor. Daddies on the like it out in
Jordan. Last night,
hundreds of daddies on the floor.
Waiting to happen, express on the Amtrak. These niggas be jealous and we ain't embellish the perks of the good patch. I'm making a movie every time I step out like camera action. Sex, money, drama, uncut, I'm living that. I'm back on the block, I'm pushing them whips, I'm doing my thing. I'm heavy out here, you say the drink, call me King.
Last night,
hundreds of daddies on the floor. Daddies on the floor, like it out.
Radio, hello.
Hey, what's
How's
going on?
How's everything going?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. What about yourself?
Great. I love the track.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you. I really appreciate that.
So how's everything going? Glad to have you on the show today, Sol.
Yeah, I'm glad to be, you know, talking to my hometown. So, you know, it makes it all the better. You know, usually it's somewhere that I don't live, you know, or lived, you know, raised, you know. I'm a Michigan cat, so I'm excited. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Michigan, in Detroit, D-Town, 81 degrees.
Yeah, that's a beautiful day. That's a beautiful day back home. It's a beautiful day. So what's going on with you? Shoot the questions at me.
You ready?
I've been ready. I was born ready. I'm from Michigan.
So what would you like to tell everybody here in Detroit today? What are some of the projects you're working on currently? I see you have quite a few going on.
Yeah, I got a lot going on right now. Everybody back home in Detroit, I just want to say shout out to everybody back home. I miss you guys. It's been different, you know, being in the A, you know, in L.A., you know, back and forth, you know, it's been different. You know, but ain't it like home, because we kind of like down to earth. It's the Midwest thing, you know, so I just want to send that shout out to, you know, everybody back home. I'm working on a couple of things, like you said. I'm working on basically the music, you know, this is me coming in. I think a couple more albums after this, and I'm pretty much throwing it in. I'm just going to be producing, and that's going to be it on the music side. You know, this is my first debut after, you know, my accident years back. So, you know, coming back, I feel like, you know, I go out, we hang out a little bit, me and my wife and them and friends, and you always had that night that you just came for, you know, remembering, you know, that's why I called about last night, you know, or, you know, that night you want to remember, it was so much fun. So that's the first single off upcoming LP, you know, so I'm working hard, I'm staying in the studio working on that. Also, you know, I started my own TV production, you know, company called Nada Productions, and it's real big right now. You know, I just shot like 8 different shows, sizzle reels, 2 shows. You know, we offer a lot, you know, when you come over to Nada. You can go to my website and get all the information you need. It's Nada Productions, LLC. just go check it out. If you're ever looking to make a reality show, you need a story made up, you know, just call me and we can work it out. I got a great team on my side. And I'm also thinking about opening up a catering business, you know. That's really my first love, just being able to cook. You know, it's being an artist at the end of the day. So, you know, I just happened to learn that from my mama, you know. She's from Mississippi, all the way from Chicago to all the way to Michigan. So, you know, she taught me everything I know. So what's going on?
Well, what do you like to cook?
I can cook anything. I'm the black Bobby Flay, you know. I'm the black Bobby Flay. I'm experimenting my tail off. I'm always cooking them something healthy. She like, where you get this from? It's just something I want to try. You know, I like the combinations of food, you know, and the fusions of food. So, you know, I work on try different things and see what works and what tastes good and great together. So it's unlimited over here.
Yeah, I would love for you to cook something if you whenever you get back to Michigan, come out to Detroit. Have to get
whatever.
Y'all invite.
You know, I'm looking for that invite. You know, that invite. I want to do something real big, so I'm looking for that invite. I go visit my daughter and stuff there. You know, but you know, I really want to do something for the city. I want to do something back in Flint. You know, I just really want to do something for Michigan. You know, it's hard. It was hard when I left, so I know it's hard now.
Oh yeah. Did you like Greektown?
I like Michigan, the entire Michigan. I like the people of Michigan, from the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula. It's no different, you know. It's all the same. We really down to earth people. So, you know, Michigan is just in its own right, its own way, you know. So, you have to be from Michigan to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a different state, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So I love that you're getting into catering as well. And how, if somebody wanted to do a reality show, how would they contact you if they had an idea for a reality show?
If they had an idea for a reality show, all they got to do is hit me up on Nyla. That's NYLA Pro, PRO, LLC at gmail.com. Send over the formal and somebody get in contact with you and see if it's worth doing. I don't just do shooting scissor reels for the money. I really shoot scissor reels for the potential of it actually being on air. So, you know, serious inquiries only. I don't, you know, every show is not the show, you know. It's politics, and a lot of people don't know, you know. So I had the opportunity to sit back and learn firsthand on and off camera. So, you know, I really know my stuff, and I really know what these guys out here in L.A., and Atlanta, they really won't, you know. It's got to be something extraordinary, you know. You can't just do the same show you've seen. You've been sitting up watching this show, and now you feel like, oh, I got somebody in my family that's like that, or, you know, I know some people that's like that. Let's make a show out of them. It's already been done, you know. You got to be creative, and you got to come out with something different, you know.
I agree big time. Hey, how about the Frankie NF show here that's airing every Wednesday? It's going to be here at 10:30 and 9:30 Central Time?
Yeah, it'll be airing tonight. We went to like the fourth, maybe I'd say fifth episode. You know, I think it might be the fourth, something like that. It airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. 9:30 Central, like you said. You know, we need everybody to come out back home, especially to represent. You got one of your own on there, you know. And I'm on the show. I'm just laid back and, you know, showing people that, you know, we family based back home. So, you know, I'm showing them a little something different. You know, Oakland meets Michigan. California meets Michigan, but Oakland in its own right is its own place. You know, so, you know, I would never put L.A. and Oakland together. Oakland is more like us, so it's one of those things. We got a lot of interesting characters on there, you know, along with my wife, Mama Frankie. You know, they new sister Elite. I think her brother going to be on there. I'm not for sure yet. You know, she got a, you know, Keisha Cole's ex-best friend, ex-assistant, whatnot. She's on there. You know,
yeah.
It's the whole family. Even Keisha's on there, so... You know, it's really big, and, you know, we're working on some tough issues, but at the same time moving positive and forward into something positive.
And how many weeks is that going to be running?
Well, like I said, we're in the fourth. I think we have four more to go. It's the whole summer. You know, until we get to the third season, we're trying to get that fall slot, you know. Y'all can help us out with that.
Yeah.
Y'all can help us out.
We'd love
that
to.
Fall
yeah,
slot.
We can definitely spread the word out there. It's a fun show.
Oh yeah, it's a great show. You get to see my family, see my intermediate family, which is nephew and the kids. We do a lot together, you know. So it's just a whole different dynamic from the old Frankie and nephews and the way it is. It's more family orientated, and still got your drama. You still got people's opinions. You know, you can't stop people from having an opinion, but you know, we try to stay as far as we can away from that. But you know, it comes up.
So who are some of your inspirations while growing up to get into show business?
Well, it's going to sound weird, you know. It's only hometown would know this, you know. So, when I was coming up, I was young, you know, we used to listen to a cat named E-Shawn back in the day, you know. And just him and Jay Prince, his brother, how they were the first ones to ever in Michigan start their own thing, you know, and become millionaires off of, you know, something they started. And they were real, very influential back home. So, you know, I really, really got off into it, you know, and listened to his music. He was from New York originally. He moved to the D. And he just started a trend because, you know, Detroit, we players. And we, you know, Michigan, we players. We never really was rappers or anything like that. We was more, you know, hustlers, you know. It was just a Detroit player. You're a Detroit player. That's gators and good suits and, you know, they really know how to talk and really try to get things done, you know, out here in these streets.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying. The other thing I was going to ask you about is the wife, Neff. I know she's got
go
a lot of things going on, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to let you ask her. She got a ton of things going on. She's a busy woman. Very independent person to be married. So, you know, I respect that. You know, that's what we really, 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 really get along at. You know, she don't sit around. She one of women that want to get up and be independent. So I'm going to let you talk to her. Get out of here. Thank y'all back home. Thank you for having me. Love y'all. Detroit, stand up. You know, we just a minute away from the turnaround. That's all.
All right, we'll spread the word about the show, definitely.
Which airs tonight.
No,
you might have. Hey, how are you?
Great, how about you? I've heard so much about you, and I'm just so excited about everything, all your projects.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I remember God, standing with God and standing on the side of my husband to make things happen. It has been an amazing journey.
Yeah, I see that. You even have a book out as well about your happiness and keeping your sanity.
My happiness is my sanity? Yeah, you can absolutely grab that on Amazon. You can absolutely do that. Grab that off of Amazon.com. It's an amazing book. And sometimes when I read it myself, I be like, yo, who wrote this? You know, it's very, very emotional. It's very real. It's very raw. It's uncut, and it takes you deeper into who I am. So I really, really, you know, all my supporters, my family, my friends, and my haters, everybody, go grab My Happiness and My Sanity off of Amazon.com.
How long did it take you to write the book?
You know what? Half a year.
Half a year, wow.
Half a year. And the crazy part is I could not think of how I really wanted to reach the world. And my husband said, why don't you call it My Happiness is My Sanity? Because you be trying to be happy all the time, and then it's always something that jumps in front of you to try to stop you. So he sat there with me. We did the groundwork. We did the title. We did the insert. We did the editing. I mean, we went all the way together independently, and with the help of Willie Triplett, who is also from Flint, Michigan. Shout out to Willie Triplett. And Shawana Wine, and we got the book out there, and I'm ready for it to get to New York's bestseller with God's help, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we wish you the best on that. Love to see it at the top of the bookshelves there everywhere.
Yes, yes, indeed. You have to speak what you want in your life. You got to speak it into existence. So I'm excited about that.
And I also read that you have your own line of cosmetics.
Yes, Nefertiria by Le Coeur Monet. I always, as a child growing up, I had a lot of people would talk about, you know, the whole big lip thing. Now it's a trending topic. I mean, I'm just saying, everywhere, every time I look up, somebody trying to get some big lips or something. But back in the day, know how that light skin thing was in, and everybody wanted to be light skin, and you know, then it was like the dark skin phase, and then if you had big booty and big breasts and big lips, you was just too proportionized. I mean, so now the whole big booty, big lips, big breasts is in. So I got mine naturally. Yeah, my husband said, well, why don't you love Carmex so much, so why don't you start your own lipstick line? And I teamed up with Le Coeur Monet, and we linked together. It's been about almost a little bit over a year, and here we are right now with Nefertiri by Le Coeur Monet, some of the hottest colors that you could think of, from your reds to your nudes to your deep purples, your browns, your blacks. I even got a creamy silver, gray. I mean, we have some amazing colors out there, and I'm a fan of my own lipstick line. It's really, really amazing how you could take a break off for 5 years and then come back and people still support you via, whether it be, you know, your reality TV, your books, or any business ventures that we as women want to take, and that you have supporters out there. You know, that was really important for me to reach the masses in that nature and give them something outside of seeing me on reality TV. So you guys definitely support and go check out Nefertiri by Le Coeur Monet. You can go to LaCoreMonet.com. Check me out. I'm in the boldest gold tube with the brightest, brilliant, fantastically colors. They're fun, flirty, and fashionable. You don't want to miss it. And our slogan is, we live by colors. So, you know, colors are in. Everybody likes to switch it up every once in a while. Now, you know, I have a big personality, so I had to put some big colors out there. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah. Now, if someone was going to the shopping mall, what store probably would carry your line?
Well, we are still working on making sure that we reach the masses in retails right now. So right now, you can just grab it off of www.lecoeurmonet.com, and we are putting all the updates out there. Right now, we're looking at Belk's, we're looking at Phipps, we're looking at Walmart. Like, we're looking at some of the retail places that would love to carry Nefertiri by Le Coeur Monet. So give it about a year. You'll see it out there in them stores.
Yeah, I'd like to get that for my girlfriend. I'd like to get her some of those. Try out some of your line there.
Trust me, she'll love it. She'll love it.
Hey, the other question I was going to ask you is, what's it like being on a reality TV show? I mean, that's got to be tough, because isn't the camera on you 24 hours? Practically.
Practically 24 hours. You know what? Sometimes I forget that the cameras are even there. It's crazy because I just do me.
Yeah, just yourself.
And however it play out is how it play out. And I think that's why people always say, you know, gosh, you're so real, you're so raw, you know, you help me in so many different ways, you know, it's fun, it's educational, but it's also heartwarming for me to be able to help change somebody's life or give somebody some kind of inspiration to keep going. So with me taking a 5-year break from reality TV and then coming back with such a huge, huge impact, I couldn't do nothing but give God all the glory for that because, you know, you have so many different public figures and celebrities out here that take breaks and they're not able to come back and impact the world like Frankie and Nessie has. So I feel blessed. I'm thankful. I'm humble. And you guys keep supporting and keep watching the show. And hopefully we can change somebody's life and give somebody, you know, inspiration of change.
Wow, that's awesome. I bet you get a lot of mail, too, from people, you know, that are looking up to you for what you do.
Yes, I do. You know, and that's what keeps me going. You know, with the reality shows, you have your drama, you know, and some of them, you know, some of the reality shows, they give the problem and give the solution, but it's nothing like touching somebody's life. It's nothing like impacting somebody's life. It's nothing like somebody sending you an inbox or an email and telling you, you helped me, you saved me, you're the reason why I decided to make a change in my life. It's nothing like that feeling. And that right there alone gives me my motivation to keep going and keep standing on my 2 feet and showing them, okay, yes, this is a problem, but we have a solution, and you too can have a solution to your problem as well. So I'll be ecstatic when I get the fan mail. I'm a fan of the fans.
That's right. That's just awesome. You know, people look up to you. You're making someone very happy, and they're, you know, they look forward to seeing the show and watching what you're going to do week to week.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing, you know. And I tell people all the time, you know, when you sit down on Wednesday night, you know, 10:30 p.m., of course, on BET, you know, let's tweet about it. Let's talk about it. Tell me what you got out of this episode. So we are here now, episode 4, airs tonight, of course, 10:30 p.m., only on BET. And we giving you all our emotions. We giving you all raw. We giving you real family life issues. We giving you real family life solutions. We're giving you happiness. I mean, it's just so much that we put into this second season of the Frankie and Nephi show, and I'm just so happy that it's touching lives, you know, better than we thought it would. You know, God is good.
Sure is. He's blessing you. And what's been your favorite episode? Do you have a favorite episode so far?
I think my favorite episode will probably be the season finale, and I ain't gonna get into the season finale, but that will be probably my first pick for my favorite episode, and then it would have to be the second one when, you know, I was able to really talk to my sister, Keisha, and let her know, you know, how I was victimized and when I was raped at 9 years old and how it made me a angry, bitter woman and, you know, how it actually changed my life. So for me, that was one of the hugest moments in my life and a very big, very big episode for the Frankie and Nephi show.
Wow, very powerful. That's just amazing. And quite an inspiration.
Yeah. And I think that as the show goes on, you know, we will most definitely continuously try to help and change somebody's life and give them, you know, hope and inspiration, you know, throughout the season. And you know, just... I just want the world to gravitate to us, you know, through the television and know that they're not alone. Whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we go through the same things, as you do, and we're human too, and we're just going to do this together and put a solution out there for, you know, the problems. Even if it just, even if we just help one person, that's a lot.
Makes it all worthwhile.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah. Oh, so who were some of, I asked your husband also, who were some of your inspirations growing up to get into show business?
Well, honestly, I never thought that I would be in show business. I was raised by my grandmother. She is my number one inspiration. She worked very hard to take care of us, to make sure that we had the best. I never went without. You know, I never was hungry. I always had the best things, you know, and she is my number one inspiration to get out here and work as hard as I do and struggle as hard as I've struggled to keep going. So, you know, as far as show business is concerned, I've watched many of people over the years, but my number one would have to be my sister, because I watched her grind. I watched her hustle. I watched her struggle, and I watched her absolutely succeed into this entertainment business. It can be hard. So my grandmother, Alice Spears, and my sister, Keisha Cole, would have to be my top picks.
Yeah, I love Keisha. She's got some amazing songs. Amazing entertainer.
Yeah, she is. And she's absolutely a motivation for me to keep going, you know. But, you know, coming up, you know, I love Monica. I love Escape. I love Joe, R. Kelly. I mean, Sean Diddy. I mean, it's so many. Method Man, Redman. I mean, it's so many. It's just so many different artists on different levels, you know, from Bernie Mac to Steve Harvey to Martin Lawrence to Chris Rock, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Snoop. I mean, it's just so many different ways to travel in this industry that I've seen grow over the course of the years in my life, that have definitely inspired me to keep going. You know what I mean? And what God has for you, can't no man take from you. So, you know, I just keep pushing, keep pressing, leave it in God's hands, and, you know, hopefully we get to the point to where we need to be.
That's right. We've got to keep our faith. Keep our faith in ourselves and in God, too.
Yeah, you say it again. I didn't hear you very well.
I said, yeah, we have to just keep our faith and keep on going and keep our faith in God as well.
Yeah, most definitely, because it's not an easy road to travel. Being in this entertainment business can be so critical and so crucial and so, you know, everybody has something to say all the time, and not knowing that we have emotion too, like we hurt too, even though we're a public figure or a celebrity, we hurt too, you know. So I don't think that, you know, people understand that when they on these social medias and they're bullying us or have something real mean and foul to say. But the majority of the time, I get more supporters and more I just get more positive feedback than I do negative. So I'm really excited to see what kind of feedback I get tonight. You know, I will be on Instagram at I Am Nefertaria. I will be on Twitter at The Real Nefertaria. Excuse me, Instagram is at The Real Nefertaria. Twitter is at The Real Nefertaria. Facebook is at The Real Nefertaria. You know, my husband, Solo, he's at The Real Solo on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. And we will be talking to our people tonight. Again, the show airs tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on BET. And by the way, I thank y'all for playing that record. That record is dope. My husband worked really, really hard on last night, and I really appreciate you guys for supporting him on that record.
All right. Speaking of that, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And look forward to watching the show. And here's that record right now, last night. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Nefi.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
started off early, and me and my niggas was talking about rolling out. A night on the town is just what I needed to eat for my living mouth. Shot up the shot of Patron, what the fuck was I thinking about? Broad was gone, we toasted the night before we stepped out. A couple Dutchies, 85, and we headed south. Lenny try me, that's what we're screaming out. Still kinda early, we stopped in the folly, so let the truth work it out. Tonight is still young, granddaddy perk, proceeded to air it out. Talking little shit to the stripper, while Donnie continues to twerk it out. That ass so fat, I call it delicious, need a drink for my cotton mouth. My bangers off safety, just for the drama, the money brings haters out. And I ain't got time for a fair one, fuck with them niggas be talking about.
Last night, I probably was sipping that in it.